What's good, everybody? It's your boy Hans.
And this is Tristan.
Welcome to the Hans and Tristan podcast. Thank you for joining us again. We have a great show in store for you today. And first, we're going to start with an update. So last week when we spoke about relationships, and we called it breakup season because it's getting warm outside, sundresses are coming out. You know, people start wilding out, relationships get a little harder to maintain because, you know, we're getting looser, and COVID restrictions are lifting up or getting loosened for the most part. And we highlighted what was going on with this self-proclaimed relationship expert, Derek Jackson, and how he was caught up in this cheating scandal. And we also referenced a YouTube video that he put out by himself, and we basically were criticizing how he didn't take accountability for his actions, Tristan. He didn't own up to it, and how he could have really turned this as a learning opportunity to really show his followers and viewers that he's, you know, learned from his mistake and that he's trying to do better.
But you can't do that if you lack humility and accountability.
There you go. Well, honestly, as soon as we, you know, uploaded our podcast, maybe a couple hours later, boom, here comes Derek with a video with him and his wife next to him. Now,
bye-bye.
That video has been put through the ringer as far as scrutiny. Have you seen that video, Tristan?
Listen, I saw it. I don't know what was said in it because I could not focus. It was so much going on. If I felt like she was in the kitchen minding her business, she'd be like, bae, I need you to come do this video with me because these niggas don't believe me. You know how you go get your mama and be like, you know, so she was minding her business somewhere, like, nigga, I don't want to deal with you. And he's like, baby, please. And then she came into the video and he got the kung fu grip on her hand the whole time. This child sitting here trying to mind her business. You could tell she was relaxed because the girl ain't got no bra on. She in the house chilling. She got her little bouffant, like, on her head. She's minding her business. And here he come, like, bringing her into more fuckery. Like, nigga, leave me alone.
Yeah, the optics did not do well. Now, I understand maybe the intent, but the optics did not look good. She did not look comfortable. Granted, who would look comfortable given the context of what you're describing, what you're, you know, talking about, right?
And you cheated on me. You publicly embarrassed me, and now you want me to help clean up your mess.
So it wasn't good optics. And like you said, it looked like a death grip on her arm. People were commenting, blink twice if you need help. Like, you know.
Like, wink, please.
Yes, it didn't look good. And honestly, she's been thrown into this fiasco. Now she's come out with a couple of more videos about, you know, defending herself and her actions and standing by him, why she chose to stay. And then, you know, she put out another video using her a metaphor of her clothes as like the armor of God. And it doesn't look good all the way around. Here's what I honestly found most upsetting about his apology video is this. I believe, and maybe I'm old school, Tristan, and call me out if I am. Maybe I really am rigid.
Well, I know you old school because I'm old school too.
And old school. So. But the way I see it, right, one of my roles as a man and as a husband is to protect my wife in all ways, right? Not just physically, but emotionally, spiritually, all the above. I did this, right? I didn't consult with her before I went up and laid up with these other women. I didn't see what she thought about it. I didn't ask her how to do it. So why then would I bring her in with me next to me as I tried to clean up this mess which she was hurt by?
Exactly. Exactly.
My duty is to protect her. How am I protecting her by having her stand with me in the line of fire as I take this walk down this road, right, of quote-unquote accountability, because I still don't think he's holding himself to complete accountability.
Absolutely not. He's just trying to clean up house. He's trying to
exactly.
And the thing is, we know that it's not foreign for public figures to have their counterparts next to Vanessa Bryant did it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, she had a canary diamond ring on her finger when she did it.
$14 million.
Baby! But, you know, when it does come about in that manner, typically, like you said, the man is still in protective mode, even though he fucked up royally. But, like, yo, this nigga really just, like, snatched his wife out of, you know, she's probably taking groceries out the back or whatever the fuck ever. And he just snatched her up, again, not thinking about her, not considering her. Because if you look, he's well put together. He's well groomed. So he knew he was doing the video. She probably didn't know. And he just came and snatched her. So, again, even that context of the video shows that you don't care about the health and well-being of your wife, because you didn't even allow this woman proper time to prep for this video or, again, leave her out of it altogether. Because, yeah, like I said, having, you know, the wife or the counterpart standing next to them as they do their part. Hell, Bill Clinton did it with Hillary next to them. Like, so when they do these things, it's not foreign to have the wife, but the wife also is looking like motherfucking goddamn royalty next to them to let all these other bitches know. Right. And I even texted you. I was just like, he just opened a can of worms.
I know. And even
he then, just opened though, a can, right, of worms.
And I agree with you. Like, for me, when we shared it, right, when we shared the video and we were talking about it, you know, between ourselves before we got on here, and, well, a couple weeks ago, actually, you were saying, you know, how she looks and everything like that. And for me, I wasn't so much caught up in that, but it was the timing. So the first time you show her publicly, it's in this context. You get what I'm
saying? And that's my point. And when I say, because let's be real, she's not an ugly woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a firm believer, baby, because if I did not have this wig on, Tristan would be looking just like his wife. Because guess what? I'm home. I feel like everyone has a right to look ugly in their house. Okay? So I understand where she's coming from. At any day, I know the mailman is so sick of me looking frumpy and ugly with my damn robe on. But guess what? I'm at home. So I get where she's coming from. But what I'm saying is, when you do something of that measure, you did not give this woman time to prep and get herself together. And you really threw her to the lions because, and I hate to say this, we as a culture are very superficial, very superficial. And the first thing we're going to do is go after anyone's look. That's why you think the weather women and men look the way they look. People on the news look the way they look. You know, like, that's because we are a superficial culture. And I think he was wrong because he's still showing that he's self-centered and self-serving.
Yeah.
And still not protecting that woman.
He should have, what I thought was going to be the strategy was to you put yourself out there again and do a proper accountability video. Do what you need to do, because what you did was embarrass her publicly. So you need to own up publicly by yourself. And then maybe another video down the line, have her there. You get what I'm saying? Not right. The first, like, actual accountability. Like, no, you take that on the chin yourself, sir, because you were creeping by yourself. So you, therefore, you put on the brave face, you get yourself together, suit and tie, whatever you need to get in front of the cameras, and you speak on that. Even if she's wanting to, because his excuse is, oh, she wanted to do it. I don't care, sir. You take the initiative. You step up as a man and be like, no, babe. I'm not even going to do you like that. You know what I'm saying? I did you wrong. I'm not going to continue to do you wrong. You chill, sit this one out.
I highly doubt that she wanted to do that video at that moment. Now, maybe the ones on her page where she's by herself and everything else, by all means. But with that video in and of itself, I can't even fully blame him because as a individual, she still has the right to say no.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't doing that shit. Nah, nigga, fuck you. You can show that video up your ass. That'd be me. Like, bitch, what? Like, fuck you, nigga. Like, don't even talk to me. So, I mean, again, that's just me. But I feel like at some point, he you know me. I might lead a nigga, but that's just me. No, I don't know what's going on. Because she might be poisoning a nigga or beating his ass and shit every chance she get. I don't know.
Granted, I understand how this situation could be messy, right? And we are, of course, not in their relationship. We don't know the context they got together, what they got going on and everything like that. So I really honestly, if I'm honest, I really don't care if they stay together or not. That means nothing.
I don't either. But girl, put on a bra and put a good wig on before you get on this here internet.
What I'm concerned about is the reason I'm even commenting and talking this long on this, because, you know, this is not my wheelhouse. This is not something I love to do, is your power of influence and how you basically, for lack of a better term, have led a lot of people astray. And that's what, like, yes, it really gripes me. It really gripes me and it really upsets me because people have bought into you. people have literally changed the nature and landscape of how they interact in relationships because of your quote unquote advice.
And but I can't even be mad at that man. I'm gonna be real with you. Because these are the same people who don't want to go to therapy, who don't want to come see us and get professional help from licensed people who actually have an educational background in this dynamic. They want the shortcut. They right, want people who just feed them whatever. Everyone's out here hustling. And granted, yes, I do feel he's a piece of shit for taking advantage of women when it, because women in relationships are a very, very vulnerable topic, right? And I feel like he definitely monopolized that. He definitely weaponized that. He took advantage of that. I totally agree. But then at the end of the day, these are also some women, and I'm not saying all of them, but some of these women are also looking for shortcuts.
Yeah.
These women are also looking to just put the blame on men too.
Well, that's not just women in general. That's everybody. For the most part, we want to take the path of least resistance, right? We often don't want to do the work that's required in relationships, but as well as holding the fans and people accountable, you know, like we said before in the last episode, do your research whenever, you know, you're looking up somebody, make sure that they have the right credentials and the right backing behind them. But also at the same time though, I put the onus on him too. Like, yo, you're out here leading mass women and people astray and messing up their relationships. While now I get it, I'm not saying you always have to be put together, you get what I'm saying, but also you have a duty as well and a responsibility. So like, just us as therapists, right, that doesn't mean we have to have our whole life squeaky clean, but we also have to have some type of semblance of order, right, in our life, so it doesn't affect us professionally. Like, we have that duty, we have to keep that,
right, but that's where you get the point, right, and that's where you learn how to compartmentalize. Because I tell niggas in a minute, I am not a therapist in my personal life. Yes, I apply some therapeutic components to my personal life, but I'm not a therapist in my personal life. And but like you said, understanding that, I'm not going to live a life that is so completely opposite of what I teach and preach, because that would make me a hypocrite in and of itself, right?
It discredits what you do.
Right, and I think that goes into even the whole thing when we were talking about, you know, Jada Pickett with her and August Alsina. It's like, you can't start off as healing someone and then you know that person is in a vulnerable state and then you're taking advantage of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's but listen.
Poor Will.
Will, if y'all ever divorce.
Really? Poor Will. I still can't get over his face during that thing, man. His face was
His face looked like he'd been crying all week.
Right, his face looked like that hurt, bro. Like, hell.
All week. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just feel like it's highly imperative, us as individuals, like, even when you're on a path of seeking help and healing, you do it the appropriate way. And I feel like, you know, I tell people all the time, like, shopping for therapists or, you know, accountability coaches or whomever, it's like shopping for a car. Like, you really got to do your research and you really got to go and test drive it. You don't have to fully commit to just one person the first time.
Facts.
But what do I know? But I do know this man's a piece of shit because I've dated niggas like him.
Right. Last thing before we move on from this dude. So the lady who basically put out the news that he was cheating and dealing with somebody, she posted on her social media saying, hey, this is not the whole truth. I'm giving you 24 hours to put out the real truth before I do. Well, of course, Derek didn't respond and she put out more news. So on her platform, she recently put out a recorded interview with the young lady. And basically, the young lady said that up until a couple weeks ago, she was still seeing Derek. And Derek was trying to say that this happened a while ago. No, up until 2 weeks ago, she was still dealing with Derek. She was, in fact, pregnant by him, but didn't want to keep the child. And she went on to say that he basically made it seem like him and his wife had not been in contact for over a year.
I just love the fact that she mentioned that you can see her spot, her house in his videos. That tickled me.
I know it would.
You already know me. I'm like, top-down investigator. Why men be so messy and sloppy? You be like, bro, y'all don't think beyond that moment. Y'all don't think long term. Y'all just be like, all right, let me bust down this.
Let me do this video real quick, man. Yeah. I know I'm at my mistress's crib, but hey, it happened, man. They won't know, you know.
Let me preach about loyalty and faithfulness and all this other stuff as I go cheat on my wife. Like, what, Negro? Yo, y'all men, like, literally tickle me. For real. Just stop it. Like, shit.
And I mean, since then, he's put out two other controversial, not controversial, but just like he needs to hire a PR person. That's what he needs to do. He needs to hire a PR person because he put out another video. Basically, it's like he's in third person. So somebody put in a comment saying, hey, you should do a video of yourself. Like, you know how he troll other people's videos and do that.
Yeah.
So he did that in third person. Again, not taking accountability, kind of bigging himself up. And Tristan, you know what this guy did? He plugged his book at the end.
But I'm not surprised. Like, the thing is, he probably has a PR person. But niggas like him don't listen. Like, niggas like him do not listen. Like I said, I've dated men like this. Like, they don't listen. They feel like they're invincible. They feel like they're not. Like, when you know when you're dealing with a narcissistic person. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like talking to a fucking brick wall. Nah. I got this. We good. And you be like, all right, well, nigga, fuck you. Just burn and die. Like, I'm tired of trying to help you. Like, some people just are not open to feedback because they feel like they know everything. And I feel like, at the end of the day, he's one of those people. Like, anytime you can't look yourself in the mirror, fuck everybody else, right? But anytime you can't look in yourself in a fucking mirror and be real with yourself, that's a fucking problem.
Facts, facts. But, you know, I just, I hope that she's taking care of herself. And by she, I mean his wife. I hope she's taking care of herself. At the end of the day, we often put marriage on a pedestal as this self-organic kind of situation, when really marriage is not an organic thing. It's something that you have to put in the
work.
You have to mold and you have to make it into what you want it to be. So
why
do
you think I ain't married yet?
It's not a living being.
Working.
Yeah, it's not a living being. So the institution and sanctity of marriage is something that you have to make work personally. You and your partner have to make work personally. So
at the end of the day, I could be her homegirl.
You'd be like, look,
I'd be in her, every time that nigga come on, I'd be living like, his comments, nigga, you lying all day for at least a month straight.
All right, all up in.
She's gonna be real uncomfortable.
But you know, that's just, it's just unfortunate. It really is. And I hope that at the end of the day, the fans, the followers see the light and really understand that you really have to vet these people that you can take your advice from.
Yes.
That's just it with that. But let's move on, Tristan. Let's move on. Enough of him. I'm tired. So we
mentioned another toxic nigga.
Right. We mentioned in, I think it was the last episode too, I guess we're doing updates this podcast. Quavo and Sweetie, they split up. And they really haven't had too much like back and forth on social media besides like one tweet, and they're kind of subbing each other. But it just got real. So literally a couple minutes ago, TMZ released a video along with the Shade Room. And in this video, it showed Quavo and Sweetie literally having a physical altercation in an elevator. What other place? It's always,
that's why I tell you, it goes down in the elevator.
I'm steering clear of elevators. So
listen,
in this video, it shows them getting into it. Clearly, the Shade Room has like a later clip of the video, whereas TMZ has like maybe 3 more seconds where it shows like the altercation started from outside the elevator and in. So what it shows is basically Sweetie fighting Quavo to get away from him. And she, you know, tries to throw something or swing at him. He pulls her and throws her in the elevator, kind of, you know, make sure she stays on the floor, closes the elevator door kind of situation. So,
and then what you pointed out to me, glanced up at the camera. Yeah. Nigga, we see you.
I'm not gonna lie, Tristan.
Nigga, we see you.
That's what killed it for me. I'm not gonna lie.
It's like a kid that's in trouble. You done did some fucked up shit, and you look over your mom and see like, did she see it? Did she see it, nigga? See, but this is why I said that couldn't have been Tristan, because nigga, you like a buck 40. I am dog walking your ass in that elevator. We gonna be some tussling. That elevator gonna be motherfucking indisposed when I'm done with that bitch.
Out of order.
Yes, and this shit ain't working right now.
Two things for me. One, I still feel like we don't know the whole story, right? We don't know the context or anything. Yet and still, physical altercations like that, there's really no explanation for it in my eyes. Unless you're trying to protect somebody from danger, right?
Yeah.
Like, unless you're trying to do that.
That's different.
Yeah, it's different. But that's not what I see, right? And then, like you said, when he looked at the camera, I was like, dang, bro. Like, the way he looked at the camera, it was like, you knew you did something that you weren't supposed to. So
I think what's more scary to me, it just looks like signs that this is not foreign to them.
Right. And this is that's going to lead me to my next question for you. Now, maybe once again, maybe I'm old school and conservative and maybe it's just me. So I need you to give me another perspective as well. But it seems to me like this type of behavior is being normalized as far as men putting their hands on women. And maybe it's just me because I've never found a reason to put my hand on a woman before. And that's just
I tell you all the time, you're a different breed of
no, man. But yeah, and still though, I feel like it's being normalized though,
because
even
because
when
you gotta these... understand you're a different, and I'm not saying this because you're like my homie, but I'm being real. Like, as someone who's been, you know, I've been the block a few times. I've been dated, you know, different caliber of men.
Right.
And some niggas who are, you know, they seem like they have a lot of security, right?
Mm.
And they seem like they have a lot of self-esteem, but then you put them in certain shits and they can't handle that heat. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm gonna speak from my own personal experience. I've been in situations where you have like couples argue, right? And this is where maturity comes in. It's been many a times when motherfuckers say foul shit to me. I'm like, oh, bitch mode activated. Let's do it. So now I'm saying some foul, nasty, foul shit to you. The only difference is my shit true. So now I done hit a fucking nerve. Because you can call me a fat bitch, you can call me a bald-headed bitch, you can call me every kind of bitch in the book, nigga. I don't care. I've been called bitches all my life. That shit means nothing to me. So, but now I'm going for low blows. I'm coming at your jugular, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm coming for you, your goldfish, your dog, your bike that got stolen and every goddamn thing, right? And niggas getting their feelings about that shit. So now because you can't verbally fuck with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to level up because you can't verbally hang with me.
Right.
So now you want to make it a physical altercation because... You can't, your vernacular isn't as motherfucking diverse as mine. Because, nigga, I could say some hood shit and I could say some motherfucking shit and make go get you the source, okay? So that's where physical altercations typically end up. And then you have some who are just motherfucking, like, they just straight up fucking violent. And I'm not even talking about just women or men, but both. Like, some women are very violent as well. And they get angry and then they just lash out and they want to hit people. Like I said, I dealt with all calibers, but I nipped that shit in the bud. Cause you hit me, nigga, I'ma fucking throw this whole goddamn house at your ass. Right. Like, we gonna be in a bitch fighting. But so it's not uncommon. It's just now because of technology, we're seeing it more.
Yeah, and it's still like, I'm not gonna lie to you. No matter how many times I see it, I guess it's one of those things that I still have not yet been desensitized to.
It's not okay.
Every time I see it, I'm like, yo, that's not good. Like, the only reason, I'm not going to lie to you, the only reason I would ever put hands on my lady like that is if I'm trying to protect her for something. Like, you know how it is. Like, let's say you're going out and, you know my wife. Like, she's like you. She's quick to pop off.
We both be like, oh, no, motherfucker. So sometimes we need, like, we're putting ourselves in fucked up shit.
Right.
You have to restrain us sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I may have to pick her up and be like, yo, we're going. We are going. Yes. Like, you get what I'm saying? Yes. Like, I could see a situation like that. Like, you're trying to save her from, you know, being in jail. You get what I'm saying?
Money on your book, sis.
You get what I'm saying? Like, something like that. Like, that's to me, and that's why I was saying, like, maybe we're missing a context. Maybe he's literally pulling her away or throwing her like that, like, to save her.
Nah, because once he got her in the elevator, he would have consoled her or something. That nigga tossed her to the fucking ground and ain't think twice about her ass.
Yeah, like, it's just
and that's why I said it couldn't have been me, because Tristan come up that ground tackling your ass. Nigga, I'm gonna clothesline you. I'm a motherfucking, like, I'm gonna do everything up. And, like, we gonna be some wrestling motherfuckers in that, especially a nigga who's bite-sized. Hans, I wish I would let a fun-sized nigga toss me around.
Don't come for us skinny dudes, man. We get real brolic when we need
to. But you're tall and slim, right? Like, I'm talking about a nigga who like 5'5", 5'6", 5'7", and you like a buck 40.
Yeah.
Nigga, yes! You ain't gonna be buying my sneakers because we wear the same size shoes and you think you're gonna be motherfucking thugging me out. Nigga, I wish I might.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see, what context is given to us by either side. I am hopeful that, you know, well, the good side is that they're no longer together, right? So if it was a domestic violence situation, she's definitely out. They're no longer together, et cetera, et cetera.
Would you be surprised if they got back together? I wouldn't be surprised. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think the only reason they wouldn't get back together, if that was the case, is because this video came out.
I don't know. Honestly, I think part of me would be surprised because she also didn't, like, the way she's been handling herself, or at least some of the things I've been seeing via social media, she's shown me as the type, like, she's not even stressed about going back. But like you said, people put on fronts on social media, right? We don't know what goes on behind the scenes. We don't know what's happening. So, right. And they were the type where they were living together too. So, you know, there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that we're not aware of. And as I think about it more and more, actually, it wouldn't surprise me much if they were to get back together. But what I will say is, yo, this dude's putting hands on women thing, man, that should never be something we should be.
It's a lot of fuck boys out here. It's a lot of insecure niggas. And that's what I tell motherfuckers, like, the jewelry, the money shit, that shit does not make you who you are. You can still be insecure as fuck and still have the Lambos and the money and the bitches and still be, that's why it's called self-esteem. And I think that's what people fail to realize. You cannot buy self-esteem.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
And I think another part of it too is the power dynamic as well too. So a lot of guys misconstrue the whole leading, being a leader in a relationship, as being power.
I pay all the bills, so you shouldn't.
Yeah,
say
whatever I say goes, and that's not how that works. That's not what true leadership is like. So,
and that's why I feel like when you date me, you in a boot camp, right? Because I'm gonna fucking destroy and rebuild all that shit. Like, because you know me, I love some very confident niggas, sometimes super cocky and arrogant, but I will, like, lovingly break you down and humble you so fast.
Yeah.
So when you go into your next shit, you'll be ready. So if you need your man tightened up, come to Tristan's boot camp. Listen.
No, listen. And that's real though, and you have to though put these guys or women through these hurdles, because at the end of the day, if this is the values that you go by in your relationship, or these, if these are the standards that you have for your relationships, they should know about this, and this is what they're gonna get. They're not just gonna get somebody who's just gonna sit back and let you do whatever you want. So you have to set those standards.
Be in my life and just do whatever. I don't give a fuck how much money you got. I don't give a fuck how much power you think you have. Like, you can't just do whatever and think I'm just going to be a passenger. And I had to have a conversation with a lot of females about this. Like, y'all are so unhappy in y'all relationship because y'all are bystanders in y'all own relationship.
No, that's
y'all are just sitting back and allowing shit to happen. And you're just doing it just because you want to have a man or have a relationship or have a husband. Right. And you feel so powerless and you feel like you don't have any control because niggas don't even try to consider or consult you before shit happens. So no, yeah, he might be buying you all the gifts. He might be doing this. He might be doing that. But nigga, the relationship runs how he wants it to, not how y'all want it to.
And that's a good point that you bring out too. Because also, I think we get trapped in these normative gender roles, right? And what society or social media or any other entity that you look for presents as normative behavior or normative, you know, gender roles, when actually you have to figure out what works for your relationship. You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I'll give you a thing. Like me, when I live on my own, yeah, I cook and, you know, did what I have to, but I'm not the best cook in the world. My wife, she can throw down, right?
Yes,
but
she can. Mm.
We've talked and we've agreed. We're like, okay, so what is going to work for our relationship? She doesn't mind cooking, and she doesn't cook every day, and I don't expect her to, because I don't mind eating leftovers. I can eat the same thing for the whole week. She's the bougie one. She's the bougie one who's like, no, I ain't eating this for 2 days, you know, so she'll do that. But also, she understands, like, she don't like cleaning. I don't mind it. So you get what I'm saying? So if she cooks, I'll do the dishes or everything. Like, you have to define what works for yourself. And also, last thing, I know we got to wrap up, is leading. We have to destroy this whole image that we have of what it means to be a leader in a relationship. It's fluid. There are certain things that areas in my relationship where my wife takes the lead. You feel
and
me?
And I think that's what people fail to realize.
Like, that's her.
Exactly. It's definitely, you know, a give and take at the end of the day. And I think a lot of people fail to realize that. And it comes to a point where it's like, if you're dealing with a woman who is self-sufficient on her own, mm-hmm. and she's a motherfucking leading her own life and handling her own business on her own, she's going to still need that same substance in a relationship. And that doesn't mean she has to take over completely. But when her voice is spoken or she puts her foot down, it needs to be respected. And I think that's where a lot of men fail to realize. It's like, okay, yes, I'm going to, you know, old-fashioned. You know, I'll be old-fashioned sometimes. Mm-hmm. I will allow you to leave. But then at the end of the day, nigga, when I, in the very few times my foot down, because, you know, I'll be with the fuck shit sometimes. So I'm like, oh, that sounds very reckless. Let's go do it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'm like, yeah, nah, right. let's chill out. And if my voice isn't being heard, then facts. It's like,
that's fact.
This ain't the space for me. This ain't the space for me, because I'll be damned if the very few times I put my foot down and you're saying, nah, I got it. Okay, nigga. But you won't have me.
Right.
So, okay.
One thing you said, which is very, very, very poignant, is that a lot of people are bystanders in their own relationship. And at the same time, I understand when you're happy to have somebody who's so proficient in an area that you really don't have to do much, which is great. But yet you should still feel like if a time comes up where you want to say something or have input, your input matters. So I do love how you're saying, like, you should not be a bystander in your relationship. And understand, like, that whole semblance of leadership, it's fluid. It's fluid in a relationship. It shifts, it changes. It's not the same. Whereas, like I said, certain areas, yeah, my wife was like, yo, you got this, you take the lead. There's certain areas I'm like, nah, babe, you got this. Like, you're stronger in this area.
And the
like,
thing
you make
is,
this happen.
Even if that person takes the lead, right? Like, say, for example, if, you know, you wanted to plan something for her, she wanted to plan something for you. That doesn't mean, oh, y'all go on a vacation, whatever. That doesn't mean you completely leave the person out in the dark. Mm-hmm. Just because you're taking a lead and you're actually planning and executing and doing and handling everything, that doesn't mean you completely leave the person in the dark. Like, because again, that makes the person feel like, again, I'm the bystander, and even if I have no say so or I have no contribution, that mm-hmm. doesn't mean I don't want to know or be informed.
Exactly. They should still be a part of the process always. But guys, this is our time. We appreciate you joining us. Yeah, these relationships, Tristan, they wilding out, man. They
baby, why you think I'm single, man? Single, Betty Domingo.
They are wilding out in the streets. As always, guys, you can listen to the Hunter Tristan podcast wherever podcasts are distributed. So please subscribe, like, and share. Also, hit us up on our social media. We're on IG as the Hunter Tristan podcast. We're also on YouTube. Check out our videos. We have a few videos of our podcast, so you can see our beautiful faces, Tristan's beautiful face, and myriad of wigs. So check them out. Our YouTube channel is the Hans and Tristan podcast. We appreciate all the love, guys. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.